what they call a normal school certificate. And then the school terms got a little longer, and we couldn't get in except the spring term. And I went spring term and summer term there, and Emory and Henry together, until I finished getting a degree.
Now, do you remember the year you started elementary school?
Well, the only way I could get that up, I was born in 1893, and starting was 5 years old.
So that was about 1898.
Yeah.
So when you started school.
And that was a one-room school with 120 children and one teacher.
Was that in Laurel Bloomery?
That was what we called Bethel. You know where you turned left to go to Bruce's?
Yeah.
The schoolhouse, and it was a schoolhouse and church, Methodist church, all in one.
Now, is that right on the corner there?
Right? Yeah, right on the corner. It's on, as you cross the branch on the corner, if you were turning right. And then later, the people built a church on the other corner, and that was just schoolhouse alone then. And then later, they did away with the one teacher school and brought that school, and one on this corner up here called Eureka together over here at where my brother's old store was. And then later, they did away with that and built this nice building up here next to the Methodist Church.
I see.
It was built just several years before St. John's Church.
How many years did you go to the grade school? How long did that
take?
Remember?
I went more than eight because you could repeat if you wanted to. The teachers had so many children, they didn't know what grade you belonged in. If you're supposed to be in the first and want to get up in the second, they'd put you back. But if you're supposed to be in the third or fourth and you want to go back to second or third, you could just go. And when they were so crowded at Bethel one year that they sent everybody along this road up here to Eureka. And when I went up there to Miss Lula Wilson, I think I was in the fourth or fifth grade then, and I met up with Sadie Keys, and she was a nice, sweet girl, and I decided I wanted to replace her, and I went back, started with her. And we graduated from high school together and taught together one year.
Where was the high school?
In Mountain City. It's tore down now. The old building is tore down.
How old were you when you finished grade school? Do you remember that?
No, but I was older than I should have been because I repeated that and be with Sadie for about 2 years. I guess I was about 14 or... I believe I was 14 when I started high school.
And was that 4 years then?
Yeah, four years high school.
4 years high school. And then you went to...
Johnson City, it was called Normal, Teachers Normal School then in those days. I went down there winter and spring for low, I don't know how many years. As Preacher Orr used to say over to Emory, go a while and teach a while, work a while and go a while. He said, he was a dear old soul, and he always said, oh, I like these that go a while and work a while. There's more at them than these that have money to go all the time. He was a dear old soul.
Now, was that... you started teaching then, right after you finished high school?
Yeah.
And that was here in Laurel Bloomery?
No, we taught up here at Wills. They were in the process of moving, of putting three schools together. One on Atkinson, one over in Shingletown, and one was called the Wills. And they put them together in one. It was still called the Wills School. And it was... on the old road now that went around by Clinton Chapel Church around that way. It was really off the road. And then they did away with it later. But I taught there 4 years, and then I went to West Virginia four, and then I came back and taught up there six. And then I substituted in and out for 2 years, and then 1 year I went to... Hawkins County and did home demonstration club work.
What was that? Is that over near Rogers?
I stayed in Rogersville.
And you were in West Virginia for 4 years? Where in West Virginia were you?